You're listening to Memorial University's weekly podcast. Hey, everyone. Thanks for making us a part of your week. This is Studio 1024 for the week of February 8th to the 15th. My name is Megan Whalen.
Hey, folks. My name is Jeff Green. Great to have you along for this week's program. We've got a busy show. This week, big kudos to a Mun prof who has just received a major award. We'll tell you more.
Memorial is tipping its hat to its volunteers. We'll tell you how you can nominate someone.
We'll also catch up with a rising writer who has just been named to a prestigious post.
Plus, lights, camera, action. Mun is the backdrop for the new horror film Screamers 2, which is being shot on our St. John's campus. We'll give you the lowdown.
All that, and we'll scan our calendars and check out what's happening in our Week Ahead segment. A great deal to get to, so here's Megan with this week's lead story.
A laptop stolen from a professor's home has spurred a call for caution with personal information on university computers. We told you about that incident on last week's show. A business prof returned home from an out-of-province trip recently to discover that his home had been burglarized and his laptop stolen. While it was his own machine, the laptop did contain class lists. Since then, the university has decided to contact all 150 students who may have been affected to advise them of the possible breach. Following that, the university's Office of Information Access and Privacy Protection warned faculty and staff to safeguard their computers. Anyone who may handle private information should use password protection or data encryption on all laptops and removable media devices. Since last spring, the office has been working on the development of a privacy strategy and privacy compliance tools for the university. Memorial recently retained a privacy consultant to assist in the development of the Enterprise Privacy Strategy. The Memorial Privacy Project Report, together with findings and recommendations, are available on the IAPP website, www.mun.ca/IAPP.
Memorial is home to one of this country's top teachers. T.A. Loeffler from the School of Human Kinetics and Recreation was one of just 10 Canadians to receive 3M National Teaching Fellowships for 2008. The fellowships celebrate and reward excellence in teaching and educational leadership at the post-secondary level. The awards are a partnership between 3M and the Society for Teaching and Learning in Higher Education. The annual award, the only one of its kind in Canada, is given to individuals who demonstrate an exceptionally high degree of leadership and commitment to improvement of university teaching across the country. T.A. Loeffler is well known to the Memorial community. Aside from a string of awards for her classroom pursuits, T.A. is also Memorial's resident mountaineer, tackling some of the world's highest peaks. She attempted Mount Everest last year. For more on T.A.'s accomplishments, see today.mun.ca.
Students looking to land a job in the marine transportation and oil and gas sectors heard some positive news this week. Look local when searching for a job. That was the message industry experts gave at a news conference at the Marine Institute. Reps from leading marine and oil and gas companies were on hand to address the current global shortage of marine personnel. They also told students that there is an enormous potential for young people within the industry. Glenn Blackwood is the executive director of the Marine Institute. He said the growth in the marine transportation industry and oil and gas sector means one thing for young people in this province, local jobs. He said a large number of major developments have recently been identified by the province that will require a huge number of marine personnel at all levels. In fact, it's predicted that by the year 2015, there will be a global shortage of 27,000 ships officers as aging baby boomers retire and the industry continues to expand. That bodes well for MI students and grads. Officials at the news conference said industry, government, and marine training institutions need to work together to ensure that the demand for highly qualified personnel is met. To read more about this story, visit mi.mun.ca.
Well, an art student is set to make big waves on the National Student Journalism front. Sheena Goodyear, who is originally from Labrador City, is the current editor of the student newspaper The Muse here at Memorial. She has just been named the new National Bureau Chief of the Canadian University Press. Her one-year term begins this May. I stopped by The Muse office this week to catch up with Sheena and to ask her about her new post. Sheena, how big of a deal was it for you when you found out about it?
Well, when I applied, I actually didn't expect to get it at all because there are a lot of qualified people that run for this position, and it's a hectic process. So I'm kind of actually still in shock that I did, but I'm really, really excited about it.
Do you have any idea what the job is going to entail at this point?
Yes. I've been talking to the person who currently holds the position. Basically, The Muse is part of a huge network called Canadian University Press. And like all campus papers, not all of them, but 80 campus papers are a part of this network. And they have a wire service, and I'll be in charge of that wire. So I'll be editing content from all over the country and taking charge of any other editorial projects, like possibly a national podcast, things along those lines.
What's the attraction to journalism for you?
God, I don't know. I like telling people's stories for them. To me, journalism is storytelling. And I think it's incredibly important to provide a free press, a check on authority. The way CUP works is that you work full-time, so you're not a student, but they try to take people that are just graduating so that the institution itself remains student-relevant.
So this is going to give you some real-world experience. Do you go on to journalism school after that, or do you hope to move straight into one of the newsrooms across the country?
Well, I have applied to a couple of journalism schools, and that was my original intention. But people who work in the CUP national office have a tendency to just move straight into journalism positions, so I probably actually won't go now.
Well, MUN is set to recognize the volunteer efforts of its own during a special ceremony next month, but first, it's looking for a few good candidates. Nominations are currently being accepted for the 22nd annual MUN Volunteer Day, set for March 26th. The event is organized by the Student Volunteer Bureau. The awards allow both community and campus organizations to recognize publicly the efforts of their volunteers. Students, student groups, residences, faculty, and staff members will be presented with awards. Rhonda Pittman is the coordinator of the SVB. She said recognizing the contributions members of the Memorial community make in the volunteer world is important.
I think it's just really important to recognize our volunteers on campus. They do so much. They make life so much more exciting here on campus. I mean, there's so many different things that just wouldn't happen if it wasn't for them. So I think it's important that we recognize that. From community organizations or somebody who's been touched by a volunteer, we welcome them to send in nominations as well.
Nominations are being accepted until February 29th. You can find out more about the categories by checking out today.mun.ca.
Well, this province's vibrant musical heritage and culture is the focus of the latest issue of the academic journal Newfoundland and Labrador Studies. For the first time in the 22-year history of the publication, the journal has devoted an entire issue examining Newfoundland and Labrador's musical roots. It includes research articles on a range of issues, including traditional, popular, Aboriginal, and classical music here in this province. The journal features articles on topics ranging from Labrador folk songs to hip-hop and rap music. The journal will be officially launched on Wednesday, February the 13th at 7:30 p.m. in the Research Center for Music, Media, and Place Gallery on the second floor of the Arts and Culture Center here in St. John's.
Well, students interested in applying for one of Memorial's most prestigious scholarships have an extra few weeks to polish their application forms. The deadline for the Rothmere Fellowship, valued at about $24,000, has been extended to February 28th. First awarded in 1956, the fellowship has opened doors for dozens of students to continue their post-secondary education in the United Kingdom. It was established by Lord Rothmere, the university's first chancellor, and includes university fees and certain other expenses such as return air travel to the UK. One award is made each year by the Rothmere Fellowships Trust. To be eligible, candidates need to have completed a bachelor's degree at Memorial and completed or be about to complete a master's degree either at Memorial or at another university in North America. Further application details and conditions are available online at today.mun.ca or by contacting the President's office at 737-8216.
And finally this week, it was a scary scene on Friday as the cast and crew of the gory feature film Screamers 2 were shooting on the St. John's campus. Screamers was a 1995 film about a race of blade-wielding, self-replicating killing devices known as Screamers. They are designed to hunt down and destroy all enemy life forms, which now include their human masters. The production company was using the utilities tunnel near the engineering building for part of the shoot, which also had locations in Calgary and Los Angeles. Screamers 2 also features MUN student Stephen Dunn, an actor who has been cast as a screamer in the film. And we'll have to be sure to get tickets for that one when it comes out. Well, there's still lots happening on our campuses in the week ahead, so let's get started by looking at the newest exhibition at Grenfell.
The Grenfell Art Gallery is presenting video and sound artworks by Irish artists Michael Fortune and Eileen Lambert. Their individual works are currently being screened in the gallery's media room, and they will be on display until Saturday, February 16th. The video programs are open to the public Tuesday to Saturday, 11 till 5. The art gallery is located on the second floor of the Fine Arts Building.
The Aldrich Student Conference continues on Saturday and Sunday from 10 to 4 in the Arts Building on the St. John's campus. For more details on the student research being presented, visit www.gsumun.ca.
CHMR is holding a bath and beauty products fundraiser just in time for Valentine's Day. It takes place on Monday, February 11th from 10 to 5 in the Munsu Council Chambers on the second floor of the University Center on the St. John's campus.
Also on Monday, psychology pre-doctoral intern Bertie Bazanson will speak on folk remedies for psychological issues in the Azores. The presentation takes place at 7:30 in the Health Sciences Center, Lecture Theater B.
On Tuesday, February 12th, Dr. Annis Mae Timpson will present a public lecture, The Territory of Somewhat Requited Dreams, Creating an Ethnically Sensitive State in Nunavut. The lecture starts at 7:30 in the Science Building, room 2109.
And finally, next weekend, there will be a varsity volleyball and basketball tournaments happening in the Fieldhouse. We'll have all the information, including game times and changes to the Fieldhouse schedule, in next week's edition of Studio 1024.
If you're looking for some help getting the word out about your event, it's easy. Studio 1024 can help. Just visit today.mon.ca and click the Submit Your Event link on the right side of the page. Our listeners at Grenfell can get their events in the events calendar or in the Grenfell grapevine by emailing Pam Gill at pgill@swgc.mon.ca.
A busy show is about to end. Before we sign off, we've got to say cheers to CHMR, Memorial's campus radio station, for allowing us to drop by to their studios each week to record our show. Check out their programming at www.mun.ca/CHMR or tune your dial to 93.5 FM in St. John's.
Studio 1024 is a production of the Division of Marketing and Communications, located in room 1024 in the Arts and Administration Building on the St. John's campus. Dave Sorensen is our producer, and Ivan Muzetchka is our executive producer.
If you have an idea for us, be sure to drop us a note. Our email address is marcom@mon.ca.
Well, that's the kind of week it's been here at Memorial. Thanks for tuning in, everyone. I'm Megan Whalen.
Thanks for making our news your news. My name is Jeff Green.